Welcome to the European Parliamentary Research Service podcasts.
Digital trade is on the rise, and as the world's largest exporter and importer of digitally delivered services, the stakes for the EU are high. Stay with us, and we'll walk you through the ins and outs of the EU's digital trade policy and review challenges and opportunities.
Ever bought an e-book? Subscribe to a streaming platform like Netflix? Or used the Uber app? Well, then you're one of the millions of EU citizens benefiting from the advantages of digital trade. But what exactly is digital trade?
Although there is no internationally agreed definition, digital trade refers to commerce enabled by electronic means in both goods and services. And while there's no clear measurement of how large the sector is, the OECD estimates it to be around 25% of total trade. And these are 2020 figures, so by now, it's surely more.
Aware that digital technologies offer enormous growth potential for Europe, the EU has a series of trade agreements in place covering digital trade and has adopted a number of laws and strategies to advance its digital transition, such as the Data Governance Act, the Digital Services Act, or the Data and the AI Acts.
And data is the lifeblood of this digital economy. It's therefore vital that EU companies can move their data freely across borders. But data, or at least certain categories of data, are considered sensitive and require protection. That's why the EU aims to safeguard the balance between the free flow of data and the preservation of privacy, security, safety, and ethical standards.
The problem is, there's still no globally accepted standard or definition of data privacy in the online world, nor binding multilateral rules for cross-border data flows and privacy. That's why nearly 90 members of the World Trade Organization, including EU member states, are currently engaged in e-commerce negotiations at the WTO.
As the world's largest exporter and importer of digitally deliverable services, the EU has a strong market position. But to exploit the full potential of digital trade, it's essential to overcome fragmentation and set international standards and common digital trade rules.
Now, how does the EU want to do that? Stay with us.
The EU aims to shape global digital trade rules both via the WTO and through free trade agreements. It wants to become a role model for the digital economy, supporting developing countries in going digital and promoting its own digital standards internationally. Here's Mark Jutten from the European Parliamentary Research Service.
Not all countries are equally positioned to benefit from digital trade. According to a recent study from the United Nations, less than half of the population in least developed countries can access 4G mobile network coverage, which is crucial for supporting digital trade. Therefore, international support is needed to realize the digital economy's potential in developing countries.
The EU is making digital cooperation central to its external relationships with countries from the EU neighborhood, with developing countries in Africa and the Mediterranean, and also with developed countries such as the US and Japan.
In addition to its Global Gateway Initiative, the EU is strengthening its digital connectivity globally with like-minded partners through digital partnerships. The idea behind these is to foster cooperation in key digital areas such as AI, connectivity, cybersecurity, trusted data flows and standards, among others, and with the objective of building alliances in international organizations.
So far, it has four such partnerships with Japan, Korea, Singapore, and Canada. But the EU also aims at setting digital trade rules through multilateral and plurilateral trade agreements. According to Mia Petra Kumpula-Natri, the Parliament's standing rapporteur for WTO rules on e-commerce, paying attention to digital trade is vital. And here's why.
It's a key element in the EU trade policy. It gives new tools, we can trust each other better and make it smoothly when things or services go cross borders. EU can shape global standards for digital trade by signing progressive trade agreements that take digital trade into account. We have done so, and we also continue fiercely to find a new global rules for digital trade under the WTO, like advocating for a permanent moratorium on custom duties on electronic transmissions, and many topics more.
Parallel to its ambition to shape international standards in digital trade via the WTO, the EU has also finalised trade agreements with a dedicated digital trade chapter with Canada, Singapore, Vietnam, Japan, the UK, Chile and New Zealand. And the envisaged agreements with Mexico and Mercosur also have digital trade chapters.
Moreover, the EU is currently negotiating digital trade chapters with other Asian and African countries, the idea being to ensure predictability and legal certainty for businesses, a secure online environment for consumers, and to remove unjustified barriers.
The EU is also strengthening its digital ties with like-minded partners through bilateral digital trade agreements. In April 2023, the Council of the EU authorised the Commission to open negotiations on digital trade principles with Korea and Singapore.
Multilaterally or through bilateral trade agreements, it's clear that digital trade has become a key element in the EU's trade policy, which reflects the increasing role that digital trade plays in the world economy. As we've seen, there are both challenges and opportunities ahead, and the EU is determined to ensure its leading position and shape international digital trade rules.
Want to know more? Check out the full policy brief by Mark Yutton on the EPRS website or in our app.
This is a European Parliamentary Research Service podcast.
Thanks for listening.